My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
High hopes for 2024 on Wall Street. From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Happy New Year. U.S. markets are closed today for New Year's Day. They reopen tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Wall Street time. Many analysts predict 2024 will be a relatively good year for businesses and the economy. Expectations are for a rising S&P 500 index, falling inflation, lower interest rates, and an economy that is slowing but resilient. In short, they say the Federal Reserve is likely to achieve its so-called soft landing. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
So why are economists so much more optimistic this year than last?
Yeah, what a difference a year makes, right? 2023 started with a lot of gloom and doom. Many economists thought a recession was more likely than not because they thought the Federal Reserve would have to tip the economy into one in order to tame inflation. That was a widely held view. Well, what's happened since? Inflation has fallen dramatically. We started 2023 at 6.5%. We're now at about 3%. That's not far from the Fed's target range, which is 2%. All that progress, and we have not had a recession. And that's why you're seeing so much optimism now, Nancy, as 2024 gets started.
And why do you think analysts believe that this positive trend will continue?
Well, the labor market has remained strong, not as strong as earlier in the post-pandemic recovery, but there hasn't been a spike in layoffs. People are still spending, which is powering the economy, but inflation is coming down because people are also being picky about their spending. So at the moment, it looks very much like the Fed is going to manage to pull off the soft landing everyone's been talking about, and analysts expect interest rates to come down, stocks to rally, and yes, corporate earnings to hold up fairly well this year.
Thank you, Nova.
You're welcome.
As I mentioned, Wall Street is closed today, but never fear. My Marketplace colleague, Amy Scott, is in the host chair today for Kai Ryssdal, and she'll have a fresh program for you later this afternoon. Listen in for today's developments on many public radio stations or at the press of a digital button at marketplace.org.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The relationship between the world's largest economies, the United States and China, was high on the news agenda in 2023. We wanted to take a look at those ups and downs and see where the relationship may go this year. It's a rivalry that is shaping the present and future of many of our lives. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been looking at some of the events of the past year.
With two superpowers vying to stamp their authority over geopolitics and the global economy, any misstep, however small, can blow up into a major diplomatic row. And after the tariffs and sanctions of the Trump administration, it was hoped President Biden would forge a smoother path. But restrictions on sales of advanced semiconductors at the end of 2022 set the tone for a rocky year. Then in February, the US military shot down what it said was a Chinese spy balloon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken cancelled a visit to Beijing as a result of the fallout. Surely things could only look up from here. Well, there was cautious optimism in July as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visited Beijing for face-to-face talks with Chinese financial officials.
President Biden and I do not see the relationship between the US and China through the frame of great power conflict. We believe that the world is big enough for both of our countries to thrive.
But further attempts to smooth relations hit the buffers. On a trip to China, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told reporters that US companies complained China had become uninvestable, pointing to fines, raids, and other actions against firms that made it too risky to do business. A few months later, China launched an investigation into iPhone maker Foxconn and announced further restrictions on the export of two key materials used to make computer chips. The US response? Tighter export controls on high-tech AI chips, an extension of an earlier policy, as the BBC's North America business correspondent Erin Delmore explained.
We saw the Commerce Department in October 2022 restrict exports of some of these high-powered chips to China. And now the Commerce Department says this is an attempt to close some of those loopholes that we've seen after the department enacted export controls last year. The goal is to keep China from receiving some of these high-powered, cutting-edge U.S. technologies because the fear is that China can use it to strengthen its own military.
It was against this rather tense backdrop that President Biden and China's President Xi met in San Francisco. K.D. Russ, professor and chair of economics at the University of California, Davis, saw the economic state of each country as a possible chance to enact a thaw in relations.
China's still suffering from an economic hangover, after the prolonged lockdowns, and is really looking for ways to stimulate their economy. The U.S. is overheating to some degree. I mean, we actually nearly hit China's own growth target ourselves with 4.9% growth. I think there are some opportunities here for both countries.
And the consensus was that the San Francisco talks went pretty well, although President Biden did sour things slightly.
I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is
not perhaps the most tactful way to end a year of delicately balanced diplomacy. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
This new year, why not make a resolution to watch a documentary film with the Marketplace Morning Report team? We're watching one movie a month with economic themes, and we're discussing them with you, with experts. All that is in our weekly Econ Extra Credit newsletter. To be the first to hear what film we're watching in January, sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer with the Marketplace Morning Report. From all of us here, have a healthy and happy 2024. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.